This is Lincoln Stoller of Mind Strength Balance, reading a piece called Feelings. Relax into your chair or couch or bed and listen to the sounds in the room around you. Can you hear anything in the walls or in the wind or in the world around you? Imagine you could hear the air. You've heard the air. It makes a rushing sound around your ears, or through the trees, or in the window. Focus on the backs of your hands and feel their connection to your wrist, your forearms, your elbows, your upper arms, and your shoulders. Relax your shoulders. As I count down from 10 to 1, and with each step, move to another part of your body where you carry tension and let it relax. 10, 9, 8. Take a slow breath. Inhale and exhale. Sensing your chest and the volume of your breath. 7, 6, 5. Settling deeper into your chair, bed, or couch, feeling calmer, slower, quieter, and more comfortable. 4, 3, 2. Almost down to the bottom. Take another breath. Hold it. And let it out as if you were a vacuum bag and all the air gets pushed out through your skin. 1. Imagine you're in a little boat. You're sitting in the front of a small outboard motorboat, crossing a wide but shallow pool as you move along a small river. There is nothing to think about. And nothing ahead of you, and your mind is idle. There is nothing to see but the moving grass and lily pads, and there's nothing to do but feel the small shaking of the boat as it motors through the water. Let your mind go blank. You're just holding yourself up, just waiting for the landscape to unfold. Let that image pass. Now imagine you're sitting in a garden in the morning, and it's late spring, and the days dawn early. Imagine it's a brilliant morning. The sun has just come up, and the cool of the land is tempered by the new day's rays of the sun. You're sitting in a comfortable chair, facing the sun, and your eyes are heavy and your body warm. You are in a comfortable situation. You remember something wonderful. It might be an event, a journey, or a person. There have been exuberant times when everything was wonderful. All problems were literally gone, and you remember one of those times. Sink deeper into this feeling, and let it call other feelings to mind of when you felt really well, happy, and content. Take a breath, inhale, and exhale, and sense how your body feels. There is a softness in your shoulders. Your legs and knees are relaxed, as they feel no desire to go anywhere. How does it feel in your stomach, in your back, at the base of your spine, and in your neck? Say to yourself, I love this. This moment is perfect. Let this last forever. And you're calm and you're happy, and there's no one else there, and it feels like this moment endures for a very long time. This feels wonderful. Where does that voice speak from? Do you feel it in your heart, in the pit of your stomach, in your head? Say it again, in whatever way feels most true to you. Move your lips. Whisper it. Speak it out loud. If it comes from your head, then what part of your head? Between your ears? At the crown of your head? Or maybe at the back of your head? If you feel something in your heart, then turn your attention and focus on your heart. As you sink into this feeling, let your mind wander back to the boat in the river and the long, uneventful ride down the river. You're back in that boat, and you feel the vibration of the engine, and the smell of the exhaust, and the sound of water lapping on the low sides. The boat pushes through a waste in the river and emerges into another long, wide pool of black, glassy water. In your mind, you are back in a house. It's your house, or a house you lived in. And you've entered the kitchen laden with groceries, and the doorbell rings, and you put the bags down. You walk across a carpet toward the front door, and as you do, you notice the unpleasant smell of something on your shoes. You glance down and see the tracks of brown dog shit that you have just ground into the carpet, and you see large masses of it squeezing out from under the arch of one shoe and the heel of the other. And now you smell it, and you recognize it, and you've tracked it into the kitchen and through the house toward the front door. It's a disgusting mess, and you are not even sure how you're going to clean it up. You feel totally gross and disgusted, and the doorbell rings again. Now say to yourself, in complete contradiction to how you feel, I love this. This moment is perfect. Let this last forever. Try saying this to yourself, in your mind, whispered or out loud, and observe how you feel when you say something that is completely untrue. There is shit footprints all over the carpet through the kitchen, and there's poop all over your shoes. And you say to yourself, I love this. This moment is perfect. Let this last forever. What are your feelings when you state the opposite of how you feel? When your words and feelings are in total contradiction, do you feel tension in your shoulders or in your chest? What do you feel in your feet? Is there a hardness in the pit of your stomach or a knot? What do you feel in your throat? Say how much you love this a couple of more times. How does this reverberate in your head? Do you feel the words squeezed out of your mouth like the shit from under your shoes? What parts of your body are anxious to react, to do something? Do you imagine there is a face that is shaking no, screwing its face up at you, or looking at you blankly? The doorbell rings a third time, and now you disconnect. You have the sense of floating out of a dream, out of the house, away from the house, into the air, high into the air. And now you're on the river again. And the boat is coming up to a dock in the river, and it's time to get out. And as someone cuts the engine, the boat settles down in the water as the bow drops and begins to rock. The dock comes up quickly, and you rub against its bumpers. Someone offers you a hand, and you stand up against the boat's quick rocking, and some large person hoists you up onto a firm and unmoving dock, and your legs sway unready for the lack of motion, and the day is quiet, and you don't remember where you are, except you're here, and it's quiet, and you're comfortable, and you open your eyes and look around.